That was Paul McCartney and Too Many People. So true. Last week, we discussed with travel industry thought leader and consultant Suzanne Kavanagh of Creative Planet Media the urgent and important issue of over-tourism. This problem is now seriously affecting some of the world's most famous destinations, Paris, Barcelona, Venice, but is it likely to impact Australia when we know there are issues close by in Queenstown, New Zealand? Suzanne Kavanagh is back and looking at the local impact of over-tourism with Graham Kemlow.
Okay, we've got Suzanne Kavanagh back on the line. Now, last week on the show, she tackled the contentious issue of over-tourism, and we largely talked about foreign destinations, Spain and France and Venice being among those who are affected. But my reading since then indicates that there are some issues that are a lot closer to home. There's the mayor of Queenstown, New Zealand, for example, who is complaining about this very thing. And there's also examples here in Australia. Suzanne, what do you think about the issue as it might ultimately be?
Look, we're not really seeing the sort of numbers that, you know, are happening in terms of overseas at the moment, but we are seeing some of the early signs of some of the issues in terms of behaviour. So overseas, one of the reasons why locals are getting upset is because it's not just the numbers, but it's the, you know, the behaviour of individuals in some of these locations. Eating, jumping into the fountains, a lot of noise at night times, etc. Leaving areas, what were pristine areas into, you know, a really awful state, rubbish, etc. Mm. Now, some of those sorts of things we're starting to see also in Australia. I don't know if you're aware, Graham, but we had a really unfortunate incident down at St Kilda.
I do remember.
In Melbourne.
Yeah.
And, you know, the local people there were really very upset, rightly so. Mm. We ended up with, you know, 5,000 people that had come for, I think it was Christmas Eve, and had left an enormous amount of rubbish to the on the beaches.
Sure.
Bottles, etc. And the next day there was an incredible outcry. The local people were upset, and of course, an enormous amount of money had to be paid
to clean it up. Yeah.
So what we're seeing is, in a sense, whilst we don't necessarily have the numbers problem at the moment, we are seeing some of the similar sort of behaviours, if you want, on the ground.
Yeah. Look, I guess it is potential to happen here. Tourism Australia released numbers in this past week showing that we're tracking well above the global average for visitor growth, which I think the global average is 6%, and we're at 7.7% to the year to the end of March. So we're getting more people here, more aircraft coming in, low cost as well as full service aircraft. That's got to be part of the problem. You can't swim here. But, you know, I feel sorry for guys like the mayor of Queenstown, who wants to protect his quaint little village, I suppose I'd call it, but every man and his dog's over there trying to get an adrenaline rush. And that must be a real challenge for what was a quiet country town once.
Oh, indeed. Look, and part of the problem is what we tend to call these listicles, if you want. Really a pretty awful word, but... Mm-hmm. Really what we're saying, it's that sort of, you know, what are the top five things to do or the top 10 things to do that you often see.
The Instagrammable, yeah.
Yeah, and because everybody goes and does those top 10 or the top five things. So not surprisingly, we're finding you've got an awful lot of people in these lovely, you know, very pristine environments. And it is just not sustainable where they're being ruined. So... And you're right, identifying, there's a number of reasons this is happening. It is the explosion in tourism, it's the advent of the low-cost carriers, Airbnb is an influence too in terms of accessible accommodation, cruise ships. There's so many things that are happening that are converging to make it pretty tough out there.
We're starting to see restrictions being placed on Airbnb and suggestions that they don't really want them in apartment blocks. Also, a local example here, the indigenous community up around Uluru, banning climbing on the rock. Well, I suppose that's just another form of disrespect, such as you were mentioning earlier, and a small way that the place is being over-touristed, I guess.
Look, it is, and I think you mentioned this issue of respect. I think it's a very important consideration. I think we've got to sort of stop for a moment and think why it is we travel and what it actually means. I mean, at the end of the day, we're going into somebody else's home, in effect.
Yeah.
These people live there. There's a culture in each of these locations, each of these cities. And it's in a sense, as tourists, it's our responsibility to respect their style of living. That's why we're travelling, as opposed to it being the other way around, that we go in there and see it as our right to behave in the way that we wish, and often in a way that we would never behave in our own home. Let's face it. So Uluru, there are many places, Kangaroo Island, we're starting to see these things. So it is an issue that we have to learn from what is happening in Europe. And as the tourism here, rate of tourism increases exponentially, then we need to think about the sort of measures that we put in place now, as opposed to waiting for the same sort of level of problem they have in Europe.
Mm.
You know, in a sense, we've got an advantage if we're willing to learn from
the
Europe.
Tyranny of distance is playing to our advantage at this time.
Yes.
But maybe not for long.
No, I think you're right. I've looked at some of the forecast figures, and I think we've got a short short period of time, but we really do need to seriously look at these issues and talk about them and get some action in place.
I was just looking at a story during the week that Pitcairn Island, which is one of the most difficult places, not only to get off, but to get to. I think they have a quarterly vessel that drops in there. Otherwise, the locals left their own devices. But they're going to be visited by half a dozen cruise ships. So even though the people may not stay on the island, it's not that big. There's only 50 permanent residents, but there's going to be thousands of punters marching up and down the streets, peering in the windows, wondering where they can buy something, a souvenir or something to eat even. So there's one destination that might rue the day that they invited the big ships in. So there you go.
And that's right. Yeah, and that's a great example.
Yeah. Mm. Well, Suzanne, thank you so much for your time and for explaining to us what it is. Maybe we've got to go to the under-touristed places, which start with Tanzania, PNG, Kenya, Indonesia, runs right through to China, funnily enough. It's only got 141 million tourists, but of course there's 1.3 billion locals who live there.
It's all relative.
It is. So maybe China's part of it, was certainly part of the tourist population here. Maybe we've got to reverse the trend and go over and see them.
That sounds a great idea. But we'll start to look at some of these things.
Fantastic. Suzanne, thanks for your time and look forward to chatting to you again.
Okay. Great speaking with you as usual, Graham. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Suzanne Kavanagh speaking with Graham Kemlow on over-tourism, which certainly is a problem.
You're listening to The Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.